It is Monday morning when we check in with NHPR's Josh Rogers for a look at what's happening in New Hampshire politics with On the Political Front. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Rick.
So, Josh, let's start with last Thursday's votes in the state Senate on the death penalty, the big news. There were 12 senators who wanted to repeal capital punishment, 12 who wanted to keep it. So they tabled it. What does that mean?
Well, it depends on who you ask, Rick. For now, it means it's basically in purgatory. It could be removed from the table at any time and redebated. Rules in the Senate require that all bills out of the House be considered by May 15th. So to get it off the table after that would require a two-thirds vote, which is basically impossible given the makeup of the Senate. But this bill, since it has a fiscal note, would also have to go to a second committee. So that means they'd have to take it up by May 1st. If it never leaves the table, it dies. So if the Senate is going to take further action on this bill, it has to happen relatively fast.
I mean, we're only talking about one senator changing their mind, right?
Yes, but changing on an issue like this after all of the lobbying from both backers of repeal, such as the state's two bishops and some former members of law enforcement and backers of the death penalty, like police and somewhat less publicly, but crucially in the Senate, U.S. Senator Kelly Ayotte, would be no small deal. And the way this vote broke down, every Democrat, save for Lou D'Alessandro of Manchester, backed repealing the death penalty, and every Republican, save for Sam Cataldo of Farmington and Bob O'Dell of New London, opposed eliminating the death penalty. Senator D'Alessandro spoke on the floor Thursday, and he talked about voting for the death penalty when he was in the New Hampshire House back in 1973. And he spoke about Manchester police officer Michael Briggs, whose 2006 murder put Michael Addison on death row. And he said, in essence, he believes in the death penalty. So moving D'Alessandro is far-fetched. And on the Republican side, backers of the repeal thought they might be able to get Russ Prescott of Kingston to vote their way. But Prescott last Thursday said that he was, quote, at peace with his vote to retain capital punishment. So too, it appears, as the rest of the GOP senators. So
given all that, you don't think this is really going to happen this year?
Well, issues of real moral gravity, like the death penalty repeal, don't always move through the legislature smoothly. Rennie Cushing, the sponsor of this bill, talked about it moving through in fits and starts. And proponents like Cushing say they're working this, but what they need to make this happen is the support of another Republican senator. And circumstances like Senator Ayotte's involvement, she contacted senators directly and asked them to oppose repeal. And recall she did prosecute the Addison case, and the fact that Walt Havenstein, who's now running for governor, is now on record opposing repealing the death penalty. Things like that means getting a Republican to change their mind on this is less likely. The House, of course, could always try to tack a separate death penalty repeal onto another bill the Senate really wants and then see what happens. But horse trading on what lawmakers like to see as issues of conscience tend not to fly.
Yeah. Now you mentioned Walt Havenstein, who's now in the race for governor. He rolled out his campaign last Wednesday. What did we learn about him that maybe we didn't know before?
Well, since nobody really too much about Havenstein's positions, they may have known him as this former CEO of BAE Systems, we did learn a fair bit with more to come, certainly. Havenstein's running as a fiscal conservative. He says he opposes broad-based taxes, wouldn't raise the gas tax, doesn't like Governor Hassan's emphasis on a casino, that he favors New Hampshire becoming a so-called right-to-work state, and that he opposes New Hampshire's expansion of Medicaid under Obamacare.
I made some news over the weekend talking about some social issues. What about that?
Well, yesterday on WMUR, Havenstein said he was pro-choice, called himself a pro-choice Republican, and said he supports New Hampshire's same-sex marriage law. He also described himself as being moderate. We'll see what that means. But Republicans certainly observed how candidate Maggie Hassan and Democrats went after their 2012 nominee Ovid LaMontagne over his staunch views on social issues, and avoiding a repeat of that would seem wise, particularly when Republicans want this race to be about fiscal issues and management. History, a few governors have ever been tossed after one term, and the current polling, Maggie Hassan's approval rating was 59% in the latest UNH poll, are just some of the challenges for Havenstein or for the other GOP candidate in this race, Andrew Hemingway.
Okay, before we go, any other big votes to look at this week?
Well, we've talked a lot about the gas tax, Rick, and the 4.2 cents increase will be voted on in the House Wednesday, and it looks like that will pass, and it'll be the first time the gas tax has been increased since 1992. In committee, the House will vote on the two casino bill favored by the state Senate. The Senate Finance Committee, meanwhile, takes up a House priority tomorrow, a bill to increase the minimum wage. That hearing will be in the Finance Committee.
All right. Thanks, Josh.
You're welcome, Rick.
That's Josh Rogers, NHPR's senior political reporter. He joins Morning Edition each Monday to talk politics. You can follow Josh, by the way, on Twitter at Josh Rogers, NHPR.